Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also broadcasting with the eSETI Stargate channel on YouTube, where you can actually go in there and interact with us and have a good time. There's so much going on right now. I'm not even going to get into all the insanity with the COVID and the telling all the farmers to kill all their cows and plow up their fields and all the other agendas that are going on. It's just beyond insane. We'll do that in another show. I've got Alara with 5D, and Alara started the initial phase of her journey in the entertainment industry, then transitioned into investigative work after spending the better part of a decade in academia. After a series of paranormal metaphysical events, abruptly following a rather dramatic dark night of the soul, she was awakened from her slumber and forced to seek universal truths, which through synchronicity led her to various people and information sources, which ultimately clarified and solidified her mission. Alara is an experiencer of both ET and SSP phenomenon, and now a passionate advocate of full disclosure and founder of the onefootin5d.com. So without any further ado, Alara, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, James.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I'd love to hear about your, you know, your awakening, also in your little dark night of the soul. I know those aren't fun. I think I've gone through a couple of those. what really sparked your interest in getting into the alternative media and everything else going on that you're involved in?
Well, I was always sort of, I guess, interested in ETs and UFOs and things. I think that's like a natural thing for anybody kind of that's doing this now later in life, but there was always an interest even when you were a sleeper. So there was for me. I remember being kind of into that stuff when I was younger. And then I just got caught up in the matrix. I thought, you know, money was where it was at and your career and your title, and I got completely caught up in the matrix. I had no idea. And so that's where the focus of the majority of my life was in accomplishing things, in that world. And I went through a series of events that put me into a very dark place. And when I was in kind of the darkest part of that place, it's funny too, I don't remember who I was talking to the other day, but I had mentioned, I had forgotten this too. When I was going through that dark phase and I was trying to come out of it, I remember even driving through the Nevada desert saying, where are you guys? Like, I know you're here. So where are you? Like, what's the deal? Like, I was just so lost and trying to understand. I was starting to wake up. I'd see that now, but I was just lost and trying to figure out what meant anything, why I was here. And so interesting enough, after going through all that, I'm walking through a neighborhood in Palm Springs, which is where you and I met, is in that area. And it was not such a good neighborhood, let's put it that way. And all of a sudden, this spacecraft just, and it went, it just appeared. And when it didn't fly up, it just appeared in front of my face. It popped and appeared. That's how I describe it. But it's hard for people to conceptualize that this isn't how it hasn't happened to you. So that was really startling for me. Like the moment I saw that, it was shocking. It was so shocking that instantly I had to come to terms with, you don't instantly come to terms with it, but instantly your consciousness is sort of like put on another level, because you realize that everything you've ever been sold is just complete trash. Like, it's not true. And I don't know, there was a guy with me and I saw him. I even said, do you see that? And I ran. And he ran. So I know he saw it, but then 15 minutes later, he denied seeing it.
Yeah. I've seen that happen so many times where people just blank out, you know, and you talk to them later and they'll say, that happened here. You know, I had some, you know, he's pretty well-known ufologist. I won't even mention his name. Mm-hmm. He's one of the lawyers, you might say. And he was out there in the field and I was out there with three or four investigators and, we're all standing there and this massive ship comes flying in, you know, treetop level, powers up, makes a huge power up, you know, just lights everything up. You could feel the energy. And then it turns and goes straight up and just gone and disappears.
Yeah.
And we're all talking about it. And the next day, and he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, I never saw that. He goes, I go, what? Is this like mind control or something, or a mind wipe, or what is this? And And I asked the other guys, did you see that? And they said, yes. Yeah, we saw it. I said, all right, I'm just making sure, you know, because, you know, it's you find yourself in alternate realities once in a while and going, where am I or what time is it? But it almost felt like that. It did. It seemed so surreal. And I couldn't believe how this guy could say that, you know, and how he could miss that. It was like in your face. He was all excited when it happened and everything else. And the next day, he just said it never happened.
Do you think it's cognitive dissonance or they're wiping their memory because they weren't supposed to have seen? I don't know. I don't have it figured out.
Yeah, I don't know if they're programmed, you know, if there's a program that just blanks it out. Or yeah. You know, you go to sleep and you wake up and it's blanked out, or the ETs blank it out, or I don't know what happens, but it's real obvious. Now, I know people that were involved in ufology, a major reporting center, and there was a woman there, I don't want to mention her name, but she came up here and we lost track on how many ships we counted. Massive ships powering up every color, you know, making turns. And she went on the radio show while she was here and talked about everything that she saw. And then about 2 weeks later, she makes a statement. I never saw anything up there. There was nothing, no activity.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's connected to a major UFO reporting center, you know, near Seattle. So, wow. So I've seen this happen over and over again and I know there's some major mind control in that arena there, you know, but it's just weird. And a lot of them have military backgrounds too, which is strange. So I don't know where that program is inserted, but I do see that they get this mind wipe and they just don't remember any of it.
Yeah. Well, I assume that it was ET, because I didn't know anything about the subject at the time.
Yeah.
But uh-huh. I found out later, I figured out, I started watching Cosmic Disclosure, really. And I saw, yeah. I think it was Cosmic Disclosure, and I saw Corey, whoever, I forget who the artist was that rendered it, but somebody drew the dark craft, the one that takes him to the moon, somebody drew that. And yeah. The moment I saw it, I went, oh my God, that's it. That's the same ship. And it appeared the same way. It came the same way. Everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, it blew me away.
I tell you what's interesting is, you know, we're talking about these things and the mind wipes and everything else. And we just went through a computer wipe, you know, where at the studio, they just got wiped out. The whole Zoom got wiped out. You know, we're back though, but I'd love to get into that too. You were saying earlier that, you know, you think it's AI that jumps in there and hits that. And we've been talking about that too, like grays or AI or some of these lower entities, you might say, really mess with your technology. And we've tried to film and catalog a lot of the UFO footage, you know, and put together clips for YouTube and things like that. And it's amazing how much problems we were having. It made no sense whatsoever. And as soon as we stopped and did clearings, all of a sudden everything worked again. And we brought in the higher dimensional beings to clear out the lower dimensional stuff. So, and I know the AI seems to be hooked into the grays and some of the other, might even be reptilians. I don't know. It's all connected, but I'm curious to get your take on that.
Oh yeah. It's obvious to me because it's specific targeting and it, and you know what it is? This is how you can tell too. They mimic, they're not create, like the AI is not creative like we are. It just mimics things, right? So like what it did just now, it targeted in the way that it knew, you get what I'm saying? It targeted in the way that it knew might mess us up. And it's very, if you really pay attention to it, it's very interesting, the targeting it does. And I think in a way it kind of helped us build this tech so that it could then infiltrate and then ultimately assimilate everybody, you know, into like the Borg.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where it's headed, but it's not going to work out. But
no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. Now here's a really good one. I was taking a bath in there. I just finished doing a show and everything. I go, okay, I'm going to take a bath and just chill out. And I'm laying in the bathtub. Also, my phone starts putting on a light show. It goes on strobe mode and not even just strobe mode. It was just flashing like insanely crazy. I pick it up. It's got all these weird symbols all over it. And this just happened like a couple nights ago.
Wow.
And then I go upstairs on the top deck, and there's a hose up there, and it was melted. The hose was melted. I just went, what the heck came in? And I think, good thing I was in the bathtub, and I have, when I built my house, I probably shouldn't tell them this because I'm giving away secrets, but when I built my house, I built a device into the roof that would actually grab any energies and ground them and put them into the ground.
Oh, wow.
And the hose was on top of that, you know, so, you know, they're doing some microwave and some other toys, you know, they're targeting people again, you know, so, yeah, it's probably Bilbo Baggins up there launching his satellites and targeting whoever he wants. You
know? I just talked to Pete not too long ago on my show, on my channel, right? And his camera, I don't know if you saw it, but his camera, the whole, it just start in the middle of the interview, the light starts going bing, 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 bing. The whole, like, it just kept, and it went to the point where he had to turn it off and had to sit there in the dark to finish the interview because it wouldn't stop.
Wow.
No rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah. They're on it. You know, they're on it. That's a good thing, though. If you are authentic, you know, and you're over the target and you are doing the work, you're going to get messed with. And I tell people that. You're going to get messed with. It comes with the territory. If you're just doing the muggle thing, you know, and you're doing whatever they want, believing what they want you to believe, then they're going to leave you alone.
No.
You're not a threat, you know.
I tried to cover up the biometric, the like sensors on the phone, on the cell phone. I carry a flip phone. I don't carry like a smartphone. And I tried to cover, because I cover up all my cameras with electrical tape, right? And I tried to cover up those sensors with electrical tape. The phone freaked out. Like it freaked out, shut itself down. Like it was not having it. It was not going to function with those covered. It was not having it. It was very weird.
Yeah, it's amazing what they're doing now. I don't know what they're going to be doing next, but so I mean, you're on the Big Island over there. What are you seeing happening with the people over there? I know most of the people that are actually more into the Earth and the island industry and stuff. They're pretty awake to what's going on. Is there like a lot of networking going on to try to stop some of the 5G and all the other nonsense that's happening that we're seeing?
Well, it kind of appears to me, you have this sort of element of people here that are just very, live here because they want to seek the creator, you know, they just want to be free and, you know, because they don't spray the sky here. There's no fluoride in the water. It's like a parallel reality here. It's not the way it is for, you know, most people live. And it's, you know, so people just kind of, like, even we go to the market and we buy all our, I buy all my fruits and vegetables from local farmers, you know? I kind of forget sometimes how spoiled that is to do that. But I've seen a couple towers here. I haven't really seen an organized effort. I've heard about a lady that's doing something, but it doesn't seem like they're actively pursuing it here. So that might be related to, you know, Kauai's got so much strange stuff going on. You know, the new Space Force base is over there. And it's already got so much high strangeness going on. And, you know, but the Big Island is sort of, all the military's in Honolulu and Oahu. So the Big Island is sort of its own little thing. And I don't know what it's like in Honolulu or Oahu, but I guarantee you it's a whole different thing. I don't know why they don't touch this island, but it seems like they don't really actively pursue these negative agendas on this island.
They're doing a lot of Monsanto, and then on Maui they're doing a lot of Monsanto, and there's a lot of marches, and the people are actually really coming together in force and trying to stop Monsatan, you know, and those guys, you know.
Yeah, definitely the Monsanto thing. And then when they tried to put that telescope on Pele, you know, on Mauna Kea, they weren't having it. You know, the people the people live very like with the earth here. And they're not trying to hear it. Like they have their culture and the way that they do things, and it's they're not going to go for it. Like this is one place that, if it really ever really comes to it like that, it's, well, you saw what they did with Mauna Kea.
Yeah. Well, you've got you know, the mountain gods. You got Pele, and then is it Haleakala, or what's Pele's sister's name? I'm trying to remember her name.
I don't know her name.
I think it's
I hear about Pele all the time, but I don't hear about the other one. It's Hele. Yeah, I don't know. Hele, Haleakala, something like
Haleakala or something like that. Yeah. That one, this is a really bizarre story, but I ended up in a place over on it was on the Big Island. I was staying at this place, and I'm trying to remember where that was. No, actually, it was in Maui. This one was Maui because I went over there and I went to the Big Island first and I did a conference and I came back to Maui. And I was staying at this place and I found out that it was a little encampment where a lot of Illuminati hung out. Stuff like that. And there was all this, there was a lot of drugs and a lot of stuff there and a lot of spirits that have crossed over there. And like I was up all night. I was trying to get some sleep all night. I was clearing. These faces were coming to me. I was clearing. I go, what is going on here at this place? And I end up leaving the place. I go, I got to go somewhere else where I can get some sleep, you know? Yeah. And in the middle of the night, all of a sudden I see this being appear right outside my window. And it was like, I believe it's Haleakala, I think it is. And Pele's sister, and she appeared to me and said, thank you. You know, thank you for doing the clearing work and the energy work here and everything. It was really bizarre. And I go, okay. I go, you're welcome. Can you take it from here so I can get some sleep, you know? And it was really interesting. And then we found, we do a process where we tap in and find people's main teachers and guides. And they kept coming up, you know, a lot of the mountain goddesses and things like, a lot of the ancients kept popping in, you know, during the sessions.
Yeah, this place is I call it Planet Hawaii because it's another world. And yeah. You know, too, this is on the ley lines, well, at least where I live in Captain Cook. And I've had experiences here, James, that I can't explain. You know, like I've moved physical objects, things like that, that I'm just like, you know, like, yeah, just very, very intense. And I don't know if it's because I'm sitting on a vortex or what, but I've had some very intense experiences here in this location.
I heard that story about, like, we were joking around about Cook Captain, you know, it's like Captain Cook and Cook Captain because he got cooked.
Right.
They killed him and ate him. But anyway, that's
they ate
story.
Him?
Yeah. You didn't know about that?
Yeah, I hear that they can be pretty brutal here. Their culture is very like, yeah.
I guess, yeah, you eat them and you take on the spirit, you know, that person. Yeah. So, yeah, that was old history. Probably
Captain just cooked.
Probably did. Captain
cooked. That's terrible.
I know. It's kind of a bad joke, but I love the islands. I love the energy there, and that's where I've been feeling lately drawn to. I mean, I have this beautiful ranch up here, and it's amazing. The energy is so clear, and we're two ley lines cross. We're right at the where it creates a vortex. It's amazing what's going on here, but it's intense energy. It's very hard for a lot of people to handle it. You know, it really brings your stuff up. It's kind of wonky. There's beings appearing here everywhere, orbs, light beings, masters, but. Yeah, the other side comes in too, the dark side. You got to constantly clear it out and maintain a frequency here. So it's all there.
Totally true. I've heard that from so many people about your ranch. And I was supposed to be there last year, but I ended up moving here and I couldn't come. But I've heard that about, and I've experienced the same type of phenomena here. Like when I do get dark encounters, they're very dark here and they're very scary.
Yeah.
But mostly it's not like that. But like I said, the energy is so intense. It just brings your stuff up. Just like you said, you're going to face it here, period. Whatever.
I love the birds in the background. They'll pick up the energy and start singing.
Yeah. They're my friends. They're always singing. I love them. And the lizards, you know, people that live here, they talk negatively about the little green lizards, but I love them. You know,
the iguanas. Yeah.
They're very entertaining.
What's that one? It's called a Jack something or Jack, the iguana that it has the eyes that move around and it's really bizarre looking.
I've never seen one of those here. That's a chameleon.
Chameleon. I found one of those. It was like crossing the road and where I was staying in Maui and it was crossing the road and I ran out and I go, stop. I stopped the car because it was going across the road and I grabbed it, you know, and came back in with it.
It has the coolest mitten hands.
They have little mitten hands.
Yeah.
Those are awesome. But I grabbed them and took them, put them back in the forest, you know, let them go. But those things are so bizarre.
Yeah.
Can't even name them. They're Jack something. I don't know.
Our creator has a sense of humor, for sure.
Yeah.
You just got to look around you. It's everywhere. It's awesome.
Yeah, you look at the design work And the odds of that happening randomly are so insane. You know, somebody was tinkering, you know, a lot of tinkering went in to create all this stuff, and there's no way it could have done with, been done with random mutation, you know, that they're trying to say and all, you know, sorry, Darwin, but just had it, you know.
The world tried to convince me, though. Let me tell you, they tried to convince me that there wasn't a creator. But it's weird because I always saw it, even when I was a sleeper. I was like, no, let's be real. This is a design. That's before I knew about sacred geometry or really any of that stuff, because they don't teach that. But I was like, no, there's a design. There's no way. This isn't just some sort of accident. But they try to sell you that in the Matrix, boy. They really try to sell it. Know,
what I found out was really interesting is that, like, some of these Pleiadians live like 1,200 years, and some are almost eternal, the ancient ones. They live forever. And I was communicating with one of these Pleiadians once, and her name was Plumaria. And I go, well, your name sounds just like the flower, Plumaria, you know, it sounds just like, and she says, well, it's a derivative of that. I was named after that. And she was saying that it was her ancestors that brought that tree here, that flower here.
That's interesting.
And I said they were genetically altered for different varieties and things like that. And they talked about all the plants and animals and things that were brought here. And, like, you know, one's a sheep. The sheep, nobody knows where the sheep came from. It just appeared, you know.
Really?
And all of a sudden they're everywhere. Yeah, things like that, you know, that you know. And the only thing that really makes sense is that the Earth was terraformed. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. Somebody brought a lot of DNA, a lot of genetics here, a lot of, you know, animals, birds, whatever. You know, they brought a lot of them here because there's a lot of them that just aren't in the fossil records.
Yeah.
And there's no in between. You know, there's nothing in between from this bird to that bird, or from a lizard to a bird to a to, you know, that they have. There's just nothing in between. So obviously these things were created, they were designed, and you know, they did evolve, you know, due to their environments, but they not to the degree that they're trying to say, you know, say that they did, just through random mutation. The numbers aren't there. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. It trips me out that people don't realize there's some kind of weird conspiracy going on this planet. Like, when, and what I'm talking about is, like, come on, man, there's Bigfoots.
Yeah.
Know? There's these creatures that are humanoid, but they're hairy, and they're able to just disappear and evade us. And then you got the UFOs, and then you got the tales of mermaids and things. Just even when you're a sleeper, like, it's obvious there's something very strange going on this planet, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's if you're completely just under the mind control, but still there's some, it's obvious that there's some sort of strange grand conspiracy going on here on planet Earth.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine, send me a photograph of this big reptilian dude in the jungle, and over on the and I believe it was on Maui. It was in the really the deep jungle part, and they were taking 4x4s and driving through this kind of really remote place, and they were going up there. And then I was reading in this near the same area, I believe I was reading, where all these National Geographic people went up there and just vanished, you know, in that same area. And so there's, you got to really pay attention. You know, there's some areas you don't want to go into, and they have a lot of people in this one area vanish. And they don't have, they never have solved the case. You know, why did these National Geographic people just vanish? You know, they never found bodies, never found anything.
Well, it's the same thing with the children. I mean, I know I do. I'm sure you did too. We're not that far apart in age. Grew up with those, you know, milk boxes with the missing children. And we were always told that this was normal. Like, all these children go missing, and it's just how it works. This is just what happens here. That's not normal for all these children to go missing. Yeah. Where are all the children? You know, it's crazy.
Last time I looked, about 39,000 of them got liberated. So I don't know how many more, but that was a while ago. I'm sure that more are being taken out of the underground facilities and tunnels and all the
About China Lake? You're talking about from China Lake?
No, more than that. New York, California, China Lake, L.A., you know, there's stuff taken that they're taking out of L.A. But, you know, from my understanding, the people I've talked to They said you don't even want to know what they saw down there in these tunnels and things like that. They said it's so sickening. It's almost what's her name? Uma, what's her face? I can't remember her laptop. You know, it's the same thing where they had the sacrificing children and stuff. The laptop that just seemed to vanish.
Okay, Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Yeah, Anthony Weiner's laptop. Okay. You know, that stuff. You know, it's so ugly. But the good news is it's being exposed. It's being dealt with, and there's a massive cleanup going on.
Do you think we're rescuing the children off planet too, or do you think we've touched that yet, or no? I mean, what's your feeling on it?
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of. It could be happening, but not that I know of. I'm not saying, because I don't know everything. That's not my expertise. There's so much stuff going on, like the secret space fleet and a lot of the really darker stuff. And I'm aware of it, but I don't have the details of a lot of things. And so there's other people, that's their focus. You know, that's what they focus on. They got more detailed information of it. But, some of this stuff, I address it. I've been addressing it for a long time. And talking about it, people have been going, oh, you're nuts, you're crazy, you know, why you focus on the dark, you know, you're not enlightened, and fear porn, you know, you hear all that stuff. And I go, you know, we need, you know, enlightenment means being knowledge of both sides of the coin. You can't just look at one side of the coin and think you're awake. You know, there's two sides. You got to know your own dark side too as well. But, people don't cover that for some reason. I think it's mind control, be honest with you. There's a form of mind control that evil doesn't exist. And if you see evil, it's in you, you know, that program. Mm-hmm. And so you need to look away from it and not deal with it. And so it gives it free rein. You know, that came out of Stanford research, one of the things there. But that was interesting.
Let me shut that down. That was weird.
I was saying, I hope we aren't losing our connection again.
I think we're good.
So what else in your research, what else have you come across out there in ufology or paranormal or whatever you want to talk about?
Well, I'm on Twitter all the time because I'm a digital soldier. That's just that's just my thing, you know, like it's what I feel called to do. I have my moments where I want to dip though, I'll be real. Like I get so tired of just looking at endless. Endless. And it's frustrating to watch things just not move as quickly as we'd like, you know what I mean? But I think it's important, like it's like you just said, people need to wake up, they need to come to terms with how they've been deceived, how everyone's been deceived, in order to start the healing process and begin to move into the new paradigm. You know, I think it's extremely important. So I just feel compelled to, it looks like we got a little signal issue.
Yeah, that's all right.
So you're back.
It's pretty funny. I watch it up here all the time. People come up here and these are like hardcore scientists, you know, people, they've got triple PhDs and things like that. And they see what's going on up here, and it just goes, and a lot of them, you know, some of them are aware of the stuff already, but others have never seen any of this before. And they're very, one guy, I love what he said. He goes, my sisters, he called them the woo-woo sisters, his two sisters. And they brought him up here, and he's like a school teacher, like a principal and a teacher. And he's a physicist as well. And he's got all these high degrees. And he says, oh, I'll just come here and you know, to amuse my sisters. They want me to come up and I'll spend time with them. And big triangle ship comes flying right over his head. Mm-hmm. And it freaks him out. You know, this guy's, his whole paradigm just got shot, you know, and he saw all these, and then he got to see the orbs, see the night vision and everything. And then to top it off, he had a broken wrist. And I said, you know, if you're sincere and you sit out here and meditate, you should offer your wrist up and ask for healing. For your wrist. And so So he goes, okay, you know, like whatever, like this. And then finally his wrist was really hurting. It was cold out. And so he goes, he asked for it, you know, like this. And then he fell asleep. He doesn't remember what happened. Mm-hmm. And he wakes up in the morning and his wrist is totally healed. It's completely. And he went to the doctor and they x-rayed it and they go, it was never broken. They couldn't figure out how that happened, you know. So it turned his world totally around, you know. He's one of our best supporters, you know.
I think the most interesting thing that I've probably come across to answer your question in my research lately is that it's clear to me that the White Hats are taking over all the SSP assets. So if you really pay attention to it, I wish I had the articles to actually reference right now, but all these bases that we know, if you've been doing your homework and really know and have listened to insider testimony and whistleblowers and all these bases that have had this stuff going on, the Space Force is acquiring all this stuff. And so disclosure is not happening as quickly as we'd like, but in my estimation, the cabal has to be completely taken down first before we can before it would even benefit humanity. And if you pay attention to the Department of Energy, their tweets and their articles, which I try to keep track of on a daily basis.
Yeah.
There's small disclosures coming, like fusion things. There's small disclosures. There's an article that came out today about some kind of storage way of storing heat. That's, you know, they're calling it a breakthrough, but it's just them slowly, you know, drip, drip.
Yeah, great.
Drip, drip, drip.
Sort of releasing, the back engineered stuff, you know, that's slowly releasing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know people that have worked on those projects, and they said that, you know, we're living in the dark ages compared to what mm-hmm. we really do have. And some of it's, you know, 50 to 100 years, behind, you know, and we need to start. And that's what they're ticked off about, because, you know, you really think about it, if you do have these med beds, you know, they can actually regrow limbs and things like that. And these other technologies, how can you leave these soldiers, you know, with no limbs and no arms and legs and things like that? You know, it's just like, what the heck, you know, how can you be in any kind of a military and see that and know that technology exists, is out there, not seeing it being utilized, you know, to take care of your fellow soldiers and things like that. And I think that's one of the things. And, you know, these things, you could take one of those little med beds and roll it into a children's cancer ward, you know, bam, you know, healed. And anybody that would let kids suffer and die like that and get irradiated and watch all the hair fall out and everything, anybody that participates in that, I think, to me, is that's beyond, yeah.
I don't know where this noise is coming from. I swear to you, my phone is muted. It is muted. My speaker's off. My phone is muted.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Happens. Yeah, I don't
even know where it's coming from.
I figure it's part of the program. You know, they do that and they try to throw you off. I just ignore it and keep going.
Yeah, just ignore it.
But it's never ending. Lately, the stuff I've seen, it's just like, I mean, I used to have three computers and they would crash one and I'd take the other one out, plug it in, I'd keep going, I'd send the other one and get it fixed, you know, and get it cleaned up.
Yeah.
And then it crashed that one and I couldn't do it with two computers. I had to have three.
Yeah.
Because they would hit the other one too really fast. And I just kept going back and forth between computers, you know, and it was pretty expensive for a while. But you know, but they really backed off for a little while and everything was looking great and all the censorship. I mean, we're extremely shadow banned and everything here. But a lot of the lifted for a little while and it seems like it came back on again. They're starting up again. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you've noticed that.
It's weird. It's so bad on Twitter with the conservatives. Oh, it's so bad. They just took somebody's account down yesterday that had 500,000 followers, just wiped it.
I think,
they took Joe M's account down too.
Really?
And they had him completely ghost banned before. They had him so shadow banned, I can't even believe you could still see his tweets. Every kind of shadow banning you could have on your account, he had on his. I mean, it was bad. Hiding the tweets, the whole nine yards. And then they just pulled it. They just took it.
For a long time, you go to my site and it says danger. You know, you're entering in a dangerous site or something like that. I'm going, what's dangerous? You know, learning the truth about UFOs or what? You know,
right?
And then that, I don't know if that's still going on. Some places have that. And then, And, you know, when we launched Contact Has Begun, the first one, in 2 weeks, we got 28 million hits. It was insane. I mean, the interest. And so we did Contact Has Begun too. Yeah. And we go, okay, this is just going to take off just like the other one. Nothing. You know, it just sat there. And then we did the Uncontrolled Narrative to show people how the narrative is so controlled. Mm-hmm. And how they're not allowing you, you know, if you talk about, you know, UFOs in the past, something that happened in the past, or keep it fearful, or it's all ugly or bad, or it's Nazi or whatever, you'll get the pulpit, you know, you'll get top billing and you'll be at all the conferences, right? But if you start talking about the big picture that, hey, there's some very spiritually and technologically advanced beings out that are helping us, and they're cleaning up the consciousness here and some really dark stuff that's been going on for a long time, you know, then you're at the bottom of the rung, or you're censored altogether. And there's all, I just had a couple major venues I could talk at left, and those are gone now. So okay. It's, but you know, the thing is, it's too late, because there's other venues that have started up that are actually carrying the information out, and then they're growing leaps and bounds, and those other ones are just crashing. They don't have the views. They don't have the people coming to their conferences anymore. They're holding nuts and bolts and keep it fearful, keep it in the past, far away. That whole program, everybody's done with it. How many times can you keep telling the same story for 60 years and right? keep coming? Why? You know?
This is the Great Awakening, James.
Yeah.
This is it. And people are getting that the UFOs are tied to spirituality, and it's all connected. And
yeah,
humanity's trying to get to another level, and people are like putting it together. Like, I just don't resonate with the nuts and bolts UFO crowd, you know, because I don't know. I'm on the spiritual trip. I'm on the spiritual path. Let's put it that way. I know you are, too.
It's old news. I mean, it's just like, that's a 60, 70-year-old story, you know, and when are we going to, okay, who are they? Why are they here? What are their cultures like? You know, what are they coming from other dimensions? You know, do they have time travel? All that stuff. You know, very few people are asking those questions. They're all keeping it in the past and nuts and bolts and Nazi back engineering, whatever, you know, and that stuff is real. You know, it is
right.
happening, but that's just a drop in the ocean compared to the big picture.
Well, and the fact that you can interact with them, it's not like a big secret. Yeah. Like, they're here and they're our friends, and they want us to evolve, and they'll talk to you. All you have to do is be seeking with pure intent. But this is like so hidden. People have no idea about this. They're like, what? You can just go out and ask to speak to them and they'll interact. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't realize how advanced these beings are and how telepathic mm-hmm. they are. And they're extremely telepathic, and they are operating on a high frequency. And so when you focus on love and joy and bliss and you send that out, mm-hmm. with the intention of having contact, they're going to pick it up and they're going to respond, and they'll start flashing you in the sky and doing flyovers and things like that until you're ready. And then eventually, you know, you're going to have one pop into your living room, you know, and start having, or you find yourself on the ships and things like that. They can take you right out of your body and up on the ships and teach you and school you and walk you through the ships and put you back, and you wouldn't even know. You thought it was a really vivid dream. You know, you wouldn't even know the difference, but they have that technology.
Yeah, they're super neat. And it's so obvious when you start having these kind of experiences, you know, it's so obvious that they're just waiting for us to get on the level, you know, and you know, like everybody, like the mass consciousness, not just.
I've been really biting my tongue kind of lately. And I just want to call some of these people out that are censoring. You know, I get invited to these conferences and these other guys step in the middle and they totally censor and cut me out. And I go, well, wait a second. The owners of the conference want me there. Mm-hmm. Had a standing ovation. I sold more DVDs than anybody else. Why is it that that you feel I shouldn't be there, you know? And they just go, you're not coming. You know, that's all they say. Two words, you're not coming. And these are very well-known people in the field.
Right.
Yeah. And I go, what's, you know, what you claim you're against censorship and everything else, but this is exactly what you're doing. And they get really angry and really pissed off. So they have an agenda, you know, whether it be their shill or they want to keep their limitation going and their core group going. I don't know what it is or the competition factors in there, but it's very obvious that the whole field has been infiltrated, you know, on a huge level right now. Now we're seeing it's not just the government. Now it's kind of Luciferian energy and other, some really weird, dark stuff.
And oh, yeah.
Big money is coming in to control the narrative, and people need to be aware of that.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, look at DeLong. I've seen evidence left and right of his ties, what he's really tied to. So it's, you know.
Yeah, let's bring a shiny new face here to be our spokesman. And then you look behind the scenes, you go, God, here's the same people involved in this, you know, and these people have very dark paths, very Illuminati ties, and very dark stuff that they're tied into, and it's the same people every time. But I think that the masses are starting to awaken to what this is all about and the controlled narrative, and they're seeing the same faces pop up and the same connections, and they're starting to connect the dots.
Yeah, I think so too. People are starting, well, as more and more people start to have their own experiences, you know, it's going to help to elevate humanity and get us on another level. So that's
good. I always tell people, you don't have to spend, you know, $5,000 to have an experience, you know, just go out and meditate and look up, you know, it's mm-hmm. there. It's always there. And it's all about consciousness. It's not about, you know, a guru or something, you know, following somebody. And the people that are authentic and that are for real are going to tell you that, you know, they're going to tell you, I'll share you what my experience and what I know, but you know, you can do it too. You know, you can have your own contact.
Absolutely. And
it comes with enlightenment. It's part of the process. You know, the more enlightened you become, you're going to start expanding in awareness, and that's going to take in other dimensions. And then you're going to start seeing all kinds of beings coming to you. And it's part of the process.
That's exactly what happened to me. It popped my consciousness when I saw that ship or something.
Yeah.
Because after that, I started, I don't know if I always had these sort of abilities or what, but I started, all of a sudden I could see things I couldn't see before. I could interpret and understand things that I couldn't understand before. And I think that's exactly what we're talking about. These are just spiritual gifts that you become aware of or that intensify. The more you get on the path of enlightenment and, you know, a higher understanding, really, I think is what it comes down to.
I think a lot of people came in with this. They made a contract or an agreement, and they came in to awaken for this time. I was listening to this prophecy once. I love what the guy said. And he said, you know, Creator's given its best for these times. And they're sleepers. They're waiting to be initiated, waiting to be awakened, you know, to come forward. And I'm seeing so many people in everyday life, you know, people that you would never thought would be talking about this stuff are all of a sudden they're awakening and they're just being lit up and mm-hmm. they're having initiations and contacts and experiences that are triggering them, you know, to triggering them to open up to what they already know within. Mm-hmm. And it's bleeding through right now. So there is trust the plan. There's a master plan that's multidimensional. And it's all unfolding right now.
I couldn't agree more. There's a grand design. So I think everybody's awakening in this whole great awakening process on the planet right now. There's some sort of grand multidimensional design, like you said. Like that ship, I swear, was supposed to appear at that time in that way for a specific reason. It was like the timing of it, because that happened and then Q. And it's like everything literally just lined up to where I was like, oh, okay, that's all right. I get it now, you know, it's just, there's so much of a design to it. It's obviously coming from a higher level.
I get a lot of people attacking me for talking about Q and talking about the bigger picture and the plan and things like that. And I said, you know, truth is truth. You know, you can't argue with it. Anybody in their right mind, it's statistically impossible for them to keep hitting this stuff right on the head if they didn't have some pretty extreme connections going on. And it's unfolding just as they've been saying it would. And just, I go, you can't, you know, you can keep, and I think the only people that are trying to destroy that movement are trying to discredit it are the people that whose hands are dirty, and they're very much involved in those clubs, you know, and the, you know, pedophile and child sacrifice. It's kind of a really dark road, and the people that are screaming the loudest, I think, have the most to lose, and they're getting their adrenochrome cut off, you know, things like that, you know, so they're screaming, they're losing their, and I think very soon here, I think people are going to have a real shock that their icons, you know, their Hollywood icons, their political icons, all these icons are going to start falling hard, and they're going to see them for who they are and what they're doing. And you know, and I tell people, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an observer, and I'm an observer. I'm watching the chain of events unfold, and I'm watching the levels of accuracy. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, being an observer, you know, it's statistically, this is all real. It's unfolding, and it's coming from too many sources. You know, it can't be denied. There is a great awakening. There is a major ascension process going on. And,
you can feel it spiritually. You can feel it.
And it's not happening, like you're saying, it's not happening as fast as we'd like it, you know. But I know it has to unfold in its own timing, because there's still people that just aren't ready. You know, they would have a complete meltdown if their eyes were open to everything. And so I think they're trying to bring along more people. Especially so you want to have some big revolution by the people that are so socially programmed, they can't figure out any of this stuff, and they're threatened by any change whatsoever. I mean, they're trying to get them to come along and wake up that there's more going on.
Well, timelines are always shifting too. You know, it's possibility, probability. Nothing is completely concrete 100%. But you have to have an understanding of that to sort of then be able to see what's going on, you know, and that has a lot to do with the Q thing. You know what I mean? The way that it all works, you have to understand that timelines change, and that there's possibility, probability, and that you have to, that has to be calculated into everything. You know,
I mean, I'm shocked sometimes when I see people that are just, they're so socially programmed, and they'll say stuff and I go, oh my God, are we still doing that? You know what I mean? I can't believe we're still doing that. And that's like, that was like in the dinosaur ages, that's like prehistoric behavior, but you know, it's still going on. And I think people are in different timelines, even though they look like they're in your timeline, they're operating in on different level of consciousness.
Yes.
And they're, the timeline between action and reaction is happening faster for them. And everything is, they're just, you know, although they may, you'll see them standing right next to you, but they're operating in a whole different world already.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I have seen it, so many examples of that where somebody's in my reality, in the same reality as me. I could see them, they're physically there, but I literally don't think they're viewing what's going on out here through the same eyes that I'm viewing it, which means it has to do with the consciousness, and that we're all having our own experience. And this is our own version of that experience that each person's going, it has to be that way. I don't see how it could be any other way, because we can't agree on the way things really are out here. So how come we can't agree? It's because we're all at a different level, and it's the way it's supposed to be. It's some sort of process, you know?
I love the Hopi prophecies, you know, and the Mayans, they talk about the two worlds, you know, and how, and you see the, you know, there's people that are choosing the downward spiral, and they're choosing control, domination, technology, and they're unconscious, you know, and there's other people that are choosing to connect with the creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it, God, and you live a spiritual life in harmony with nature. And those two timelines are splitting right now.
Yes.
And it's becoming really apparent that you can't sit on the fence anymore, that you used to be able to sit on the fence and just go along, but that they're being intensified. The energy is amplifying everything, and the people on the downward spiral, they're going through a quickening too in the downward spiral. Mm-hmm. And the people on the upward spiral, they're getting a quickening as well on the upward spiral. So pretty soon I think there's going to be a bifurcation, like a split, and the people that have chosen to continue in the old ways and the greed and separation game and all that stuff are going to, you know, have an experience. You know, it's not, it's going to have some really hard lessons until they finally give it up, you know, and let go. And the people that choose the other path are going to have amazing things happen.
Oh, absolutely. I saw videos the other day of people letting themselves get chipped voluntarily.
Yeah.
Voluntarily. Now there you go. Prime example of the people that are going to be assimilated, that are being assimilated by the AI right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's those of us that are choosing the creator and Gaia and a return to, you know, being connected with, like you said, the great spirit. There's a bifurcation happening, and this is going to be two different worlds.
Exactly. You know, and I'm seeing that. That's what's rolling out right now. It's so obvious now with all the, you know, the scamdemic, and then the vaccines, and then the chips, and chips are going to be in the vaccines, and that whole thing is rolling out. The Illuminati's plan is, they're trying to roll it out really fast because they're behind. They didn't count on a lot of the awakening going on and a lot of the resistance. And so, and they're really trying to roll it out, but they're all being exposed. I mean, their dirty laundry is hanging out for everybody to see right now, whereas before they used to get away with everything. And I think very soon now, all these people are not going to be able to walk the streets. They won't be able to go in public at all.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I personally know people that are on a mission to take gates down, and there's plenty there. It's just a matter of digging it all up and exposing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy is just pure evil, and people are figuring it out. You know, I think they thought they were going to be able to do this without a problem. You know, they didn't factor in the Great Awakening. They thought they were going to be able to just do their scamdemic, just like you said, get their vaccines, get everybody chipped, and then boom, you know, no, it ain't working out like
population
that.
Population control. You know, he even said that. He goes, the vaccines will take care of the population problem, you know, on TED Talks, right? You just said it right there for everybody to hear. And everybody's going to run down and get their vaccination, you know, because they're afraid of getting this flu that's not even, you know, it's less than all the other flus, less deadly, less everything. But it never ends. But I always tell people, it's really simple, you know, find out, you know, all these flus have been created. All these viruses were created. They all have lab markers on them and things like that. And just find out who holds a patent, who created it, who released it, who stands to make the money off of it, and how does it fit into their agenda. That's all you got to do. Follow the money and know the agenda. That's the only two things you need to know, and it'll all show itself, you know, to you.
Absolutely.
And the agenda is depopulation, total domination, total control. You know, and how do these things fit into that? You know, and then you know who's behind it. So it's pretty interesting. they didn't like that one. You know, that's pretty funny. But it's so obvious that and I just, even the people that were totally asleep, you know, that we're not, are getting it now. That's what I'm saying, is like they're questioning and they're going, what the hell? You know, what is going on here?
Oh yeah. I've seen some funny memes too about the, you know, this, you could tell who's like partially at least awake and who's not by just going out in public.
Yeah. I mean,
the people got the full masks, and they wear the mask in the car. I've seen folks who wear the mask in the car. Like, but that's what it's done to people. The mind control and the brainwashing, they really think they're scared. They think this is what they're being told it is. And it's not.
The part that really upsets me, the part that really upsets me is, like, not only are they in total fear and mind control, but they're attacking other people who aren't.
Yes.
And they're turning them in and they're screaming at them. Yes. I went in to just pick a few things up, and I got so many dirty looks, like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And I go, God, my immune system's off the scale. I'm not even worried about it. You know, it's like, you know, I take care of myself. But, you know, there's little things like quinine, water, and zinc, and things like that. Just get your system up, A and D and E. You know, and then they attack the president when he talks about injecting things. You know, like there's practices out there. I know down in Mexico where they do ozone therapy, they do vitamin supplements, and it's all done intravenously, and they're curing cancer, all these things down there. And when you say, hey, well, if you inject something, you know, even some vitamin C and A and E or whatever into the system, that's going to knock it out. You know, it's ozone's really going to knock it out. And then
have you seen the UV light? Have you seen the UV light treatments?
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff works. I mean, why are they attacking him for talking about that? It's amazing. And so, you know, I know these guys are going to have karma. The people that are suppressing all this stuff, I know it's going to backfire. But as the people awaken, they're going to look at these people and call them out for who they are. And they won't be able to walk the streets here pretty soon. You know, and I see that's coming. You know,
law enforcement's got a choice too, whether they're going to continue to enforce these corrupt, unconstitutional orders or not. They've got a choice to make too.
Yeah, I talked to the local sheriff here about some things, and they were saying, no way. I said, well, are you guys going to come take everybody's guns away? And they said, hell no.
Nope.
I said, that won't happen here, you know. And you know, some of these other things, they said, no, we honor the Constitution. You know, we're staying within the Constitution. So, and luckily that's happening in a lot of states where the sheriffs are saying, no, we're not going to enforce this nonsense. You know, it's not going to happen. But, hey, we hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. What's the best way that people can get in contact with your blog and the other work that you're doing, or follow the work that you've been up to lately?
The name of my YouTube channel is One Foot in 5D. Uh-huh. My website is onefootin5d.com. And then I'm not usually on Facebook. I don't really do Facebook. But I am on Twitter a lot. Yeah. And my Twitter handle is @AlaraOfSirius on Twitter.
Great. Nice. Yeah. Hey, well, keep up the great work and keep your information going out there. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm sure we're all on the same page here, and I'm sure we'll be connecting soon.
Thank you, James. It's been fun.
All right.
Have a great day.
Aloha.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Yeah.
Mahalo.
So everybody have a great evening, and keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all you need to have your own contact. Have a great evening. Good night.